In the bustling city of Tarsus, nestled in the region of Cilicia, a significant rite of passage unfolded for a young boy named Saul. At the tender age of 13, Saul was about to become a son of the commandment through the sacred ceremony of his bar mitzvah. This milestone marked his transition into religious adulthood, where he would now be responsible for observing the commandments of the Torah. The preparations for Saul's bar mitzvah began months in advance. His parents, devout Jews, were deeply involved in the process. His father, a respected tent maker, ensured that Saul was well versed in the Torah, guiding him through its intricate laws and teachings. His mother, known for her piety and wisdom, provided emotional support and nurtured his spiritual growth. Together, they fostered an environment of faith and learning, preparing Saul for this momentous day. The ceremony took place in the local synagogue, a cornerstone of the Jewish community in Tarsus. The synagogue itself was a modest yet dignified structure, with its walls adorned with religious symbols and scriptures. The rabbi, a venerable figure who had known Saul since his birth, played a crucial role. In the days leading up to the bar mitzvah, the rabbi offered intensive instruction, helping Saul perfect his Torah reading and understand the deeper meanings behind the sacred texts. The synagogue buzzed with excitement as friends and family gathered to witness Saul's transition. On the day of the ceremony, Saul donned a traditional tallit, its fringes symbolizing the commandments he was now bound to follow. The congregation rose as he ascended the bima, the elevated platform where he would read from the Torah. With a mix of nerves and pride, Saul chanted the Torah portion he had diligently practiced. His clear, youthful voice resonated through the synagogue, capturing the attention and admiration of all present. After the Torah reading, Saul delivered a heartfelt Devar Torah, a brief sermon reflecting on the passage he had read. He spoke with wisdom beyond his years, sharing insights that touched the hearts of his listeners. The rabbi, beaming with pride, blessed Saul, acknowledging his new status as a full member of the Jewish community. The celebration that followed was joyous and lively. Saul's parents hosted a festive meal, where family and friends gathered to honor the young bar mitzvah boy. Traditional songs and dances filled the air, and blessings were showered upon Saul. Gifts were presented, many of which were books and religious items to support his continued spiritual journey. The feast was a rich display of local and traditional Jewish cuisine, including dishes like stuffed grape leaves, honey cakes, and savory stews. The aroma of freshly baked challah bread mingled with the scent of spiced wine, creating an atmosphere of warmth and festivity. Saul's bar mitzvah in Tarsus was more than a ceremony. It was a testament to the enduring faith and traditions of the Jewish people. It marked the beginning of Saul's lifelong commitment to his heritage, a commitment that would eventually lead him to become one of the most influential figures in religious history. As the celebrations continued into the evening, the sense of community and shared heritage was palpable, leaving an indelible mark on young Saul's heart and soul.